This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We are glad to have you on this Falcon Monday. Our Falcons have won three in a row. We are the kings of the NFC South. We are now 4-2. Bottom line is, Mike, Jake Matthews said this. He said, we lost that game against Kansas City, and Coach Raheem Morris came in and said, hey, we got three division games coming up. We got to get back to it. If we win these next three games, I think we'll be happy with where we're at. And Jake Matthews says that's exactly what is going on right now. We're in a really good spot. Falcon fans, you should feel good. A lot of things we did right yesterday, Mike Bell.
Right, guys. We said it and we preached all last week. Let's get the most complete win. So other than maybe a three and out and then letting them go and drive the field, okay. Then I thought we're all right. Now we're off and we're running. The problem I didn't like is, and this gets back to the pass rush. The only thing I think you can bellyache now about is the pass rush. And just consistent pass rush. And I know we're debating with some of the audience today on the text line. We've been able, Carl, to take the better teams like the Bucs and hold them to field goals.
True.
Right? And we did that against the Saints. We're certainly, I don't want to say bend, don't break, but we're holding teams to field goals. But I do think as you get, you know, into the playoffs, if that's where we're heading, you're going to have some elite quarterbacks carve you up. Any quarterback, Dak Prescott and the Cowboys could do that to us in a couple of weeks. And if we go back to Tampa Bay in 2 weeks, Carl, we got to get pressure on the quarterback.
We do. We ran for 200 yards, guys. Algier and Bijan were great, which means what? The offensive line was great. They're pushing people out of the way. Those holes were there. You get two picks in this game, one from A.J. Terrell, who you'll hear in just a second, and Clark Phillips late in this game, who could have had a pick six, and he just chilled. I think, Mike, when you take a look at this game, this was the dominance that I was looking for. It didn't happen early. I wanted us to be up like 28 to 3 heading into halftime. And going into half, it didn't feel like we were going to dominate this game by 18 points. But we did. And that's the positive about this.
I mean, it should have been, you know, 22. We had that ridiculous fumble call, which nobody understands.
Nope.
You know, Ray McLeod was down quite clearly, but they called it a live ball. And it was like, whoa, where'd that come from? But the touchdown, they went 76 yards to make it 22-17. It was 22-10 at halftime. We don't allow them to score. We did because we were this close to getting Dalton on the ground. But again, we're not going to apologize for when you just touched on it. The balance of the running attack. Guys, don't get it twisted. I'm not comparing Zach Robinson to Kyle Shanahan. I'm saying the balance is Shanahan-like. The way Shanahan used to handle Devontae Freeman and Coleman worked great. Go with the hot hand. And I think Algier and Bijan showed you one week we can throw 500 yards in the air. Next week we can run for just under 200 yards. I love it.
Well, that's the thing that I love. Let's hear from our quarterback because he was joined by Dave Archer after the game. This is Kirk Cousins.
Interesting performance today in that got the ground game cranked up. I mean, that's got to feel good about you guys can throw it and run it.
I think so, Arch. I think
you know, Tyler Algeau ran really well. Bijan ran really well. I thought our receivers blocked well. I thought it was a good mix of runs, getting the outside zone game going, inside zone game going. Threw when we had to, avoided sacks. Had the one turnover that, you know, could have been avoided, but other than that, protected the football. Had a couple tight throws, but all in all, it was a good day at the office. Great to win, and we played complimentary football, and got to keep building on it.
What's this do from a dividend standpoint as you look forward with the ground game and the physicality? I know it it lights up the offensive line to be able to come off the ball and shorten people's necks.
Yeah, I just think on the road and in the playoffs and in those tough environments, to be able to run the football and kind of impose your will, it makes a big difference. And credit Zach for kind of sticking to the run game, being patient with it. I just felt like it was a great answer today, and we were able to kind of ride it to success.
How much did they switch it up on you? It looked like there was a lot of blitz looks off the edge. I looked a little bit of tape, but not as much as you did. Yeah. Did they stay pretty consistent?
Yeah, I think they you know, they gave us a couple tough looks. You know, they were going to mix in a pressure here and there. They did a good job disguising coverages for the most part. And, you know, they kind of kept a good roof on everything. We tried to get behind them. They weren't really letting us. And, you know, kind of credit them for the lack of explosives.
I love the way you continue to probe them. And then that little three-man look, three-by-one look, where you got two guys getting down the field, and then Drake finds that hole for you.
Yeah, he twice was able to kind of throttle in a soft spot and find a big completion, a good gain for us. I thought Ray Ray's third down conversion across the middle was a big catch, big play by him. He continues to show up for us in a big way to kind of keep us pretty versatile. And I thought AJ's interception, you know, was as key a play in the game as there was. And then I think the ability for our offense from that interception to play complimentary football and go down and get seven was a major turning point in the game.
Yeah, I want to finish up with the final drive. You go 12 plays, 84 yards. I think you threw it twice. You ran it seven or nine times in the drive. It just was that man's kind of drive. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I think it was just, you know, at that point we had run the football successfully throughout the game. Felt like we could continue to do it. And then I think Tyler Algeau just really stepped up. Our offensive line stepped up. You know, threw it a couple times, but for the most part, we leaned on the run game, especially in the second half, and, you know, they delivered.
Perks, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Arch.
Great stuff, man. I saw Mark Grimondi, our buddy from ESPN, heard Kirk Cousins say, talking to Zach Robinson at halftime, and they're asking, what do you want to do? Run the ball. Carl, just keep running the football.
Well,
you know, Kirk knows.
It was evident, and we said this going into the game. Now, just because it seems like they have injuries and you go into a game doesn't mean that it's always going to be this easy. But you got to test it. And I think we came out, you want Kurt to throw the ball around, like, let's establish the run early. That was my only concern. Like, let's get going early. They eventually did. Zach listened to his quarterback, and I think they all were in agreement that this is going to be the way we have to win today, and we ran the ball down their throat. On the other side, though, and I have to say this before we hear A.J. Terrell, guys, every team we've played is running for over 100 yards on us, okay, including the team we played yesterday, which is not a good team. Hubbard ran for 92 yards, but overall 114. We've not held anybody to under 100 yards. If you're saying that's not a concern, the problem is the run defense yesterday, at times, Mike, looked a little lackluster. People were hitting us up on social media. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, and this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929, and we're saying, what's up with the run defense? We need to improve there. That's the bottom line.
Right, and that's, as we said, that's the beef right now. The only other thing, and I know that we're not picking on the guy. We're just pointing something out. Because this was something we spoke when we interviewed Kyle Pitts last week, and we asked him, does he hear the noise? When you hear Zach Robinson say, you know, we're getting Kyle Pitts more involved in the offense, he's got to be more detail-oriented, taking care. That's come up twice. I've heard him say that phrase, called use, you know, taking care of the details.
Yeah.
I think details is code for craftsmanship, dedication, you know, just doing your job. You can't quit on routes. Now, guys, people go, well, that ball was uncatchable. The ball is thrown to a spot for a man who's 6'6". The ball was catchable. But, I mean, you can't just stop on the route. The play was so obvious that even Mark Sanchez couldn't help but harp on it for a couple of minutes. So that's just one thing. If there's one little thing on the offense, if Pitts can just dedicate himself or further dedicate himself to his craft, I think then we got everything you need on that offensive side.
All right. And, again, I don't know if he's not dedicated. I will say this. I don't know if he was aware of full-out blitz. I'm going to potentially throw to you, and you need to be where I expect you to be. That's just communication and being on the same page. Either way, we can ask this week, Mike. Mm. We can ask Coach. Let's hear from A.J. Terrell, who got his first pick of the season.
Now joined by John Foy and Associates, strong arm defensive player of the game, A.J. Terrell. And A.J., you get your first pick in a while. I know you've been. They don't really challenge you very often. Tell me about the interception. A huge play in the game.
Yeah, just playing the call. You know, we was just in like a cover three and seeing my work go across the field. Had to go chase it and, you know, play the ball. Turn around and play the ball earlier in the game. I had an opportunity. I didn't turn around and play the ball. So, you know, late in the game, we needed to stop, and that's what I did. Just play the ball this time.
How did it feel to get you
needed? Yeah.
Yeah. How did it feel to get your hands on the ball? I know you haven't had as many opportunities. People don't really try you that often out there, but you finally got one. I saw you race down behind the Carolina bench.
Yeah, it was big. You know, like you said, it'd been a minute, and you know, just something like you work for, and when you get those ops, you want to make them all count. You always want to get the ball, make it a turnover instead of getting deflections and things like that, but. After a little drop that I had, I definitely, you know, took that one personal, just had to fill it all the way in and have fun with it.
All right, tell me about your defense, the way you guys are starting to come together as a unit. I know you want more pass rush, and that's hopefully going to come, but it puts you guys in some binds there on the back end. Tell me about trying to cover for that length of time.
You know, we know what we're capable of on defense. We just got to get things right, get things corrected, and just go back to work.
Tell me about you're not giving up big plays. That's something I know you guys pride yourselves on, not giving up explosives. Tell me about that.
Like I said last week, just trying to keep the ball in front of us and playing top down. You know, just playing within the call, knowing our rules, knowing who's who on their offense, and just trying to limit explosives. And that's the name of the game, just getting the ball back to the offense so they go put points up.
What is it about you guys, Hughes, you, Clark, yep. D, you guys aren't the biggest dudes in the world, yet you're coming out and dealing some punishment.
Yeah, we like I said, we take pride in our back end, the back seven, you know, what we can control, and all those guys you just named, we all come in to work every day and got the best chemistry on the team, I feel like. And, you know, the things that we do in practice, you know, come over, it show on game day. You know, we hold ourselves to a high standard, and it shows week in, week out.
AJ, thanks for your time, brother.
Yes, sir.
Great stuff, man. And we love his game. And you know, we've been waiting to see him kind of be that ball-hawking corner. And some of that was they don't throw his way. But
Correct. There
was one where he made that kind of move. And he did tell us in the preseason to be opportunities for him this year.
And hopefully he can rack up a few more. Guys, 5 o'clock hour brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. We love Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-dubs is football. When we come back, what's going on with the Dogs? Was this game closer than we expected? And are they going to be ready for the challenge this upcoming week against the number one team in the country? It's Dukes and Bell.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foy and Associates Personal Injury Law.
A win is a win is a win, right? It's Dukes and Bell. Well, ask Dog fans that, and it doesn't feel that way after this Miss State win. Bottom line is, Mike, and you were there, as we talked to Connor Riley today, and that interview was online at Odyssey.com, Dogs win 41-31. They're 5-1. And I said to Connor, does it feel like 5-1? Part of the reason why is because they have not been up to the standard of the former UGA teams that we've seen over the last few years and the way that they've played, and more importantly, Mike, the way that they've dominated these games. That's why.
Right, and I know that the numbers for Texas, we were looking at the numbers earlier, the stats, and they're like the one of the top defenses. Their pass defense is great. Now, you could argue, and that was Connor's point in our segment at 4 o'clock, that you know they've not played anybody of Georgia's offensive passing ability and what Carson Beck is putting on tape every day. I'm like, look, just over 459 yards. My argument was like, can we look for the same balance we were just talking about in the Falcon report? I mean, Trevor Etienne, I thought, was brought here to do a job, and I think he's an underused, you know, an asset on that team.
Sure.
But he thinks Connor feels they can go into Texas and win a shootout, which I guess is what they're going to do.
Well, I'll say this.
Their secondary looked lost at times. You're watching guys and wheel routes and just things. You know, this is not an elite quarterback. This is the worst offense. Again, it's not a great team. It's the worst team in the SEC, and they were able to hang, whether you felt that Georgia was resting starters. It just didn't really pass the eye test.
Well, I'll say this. For the secondary, I think that Georgia got exposed. When you allow, and I'm not saying they're not going to fix this, but when you allow Miss State to do these things, what are you going to do with a better wide receiving core? Texas has a great tight end, better skill guys, and certainly a better quarterback with one of the best offensive lines. What are you going to do against that team who just exposed you, the team that you just played? I think, Mike, you've got to clean up some of this stuff. And Kirby was upset about the DBs. He made it clear after the game. As a matter of fact, listen to this. This is how he said he felt about the secondary play.
Frustrating, some of the things in the secondary. 50-50 balls, I don't think we won one, maybe one. 50-50 balls out there on the perimeter, and we worked really hard on that, and give them credit. They got some good wideouts, and I thought their quarterback gained confidence throughout the game. He made some plays early. He struggled, and then as the game went on, he made some throws that were good throws, and they beat us on.
That is exactly what happened. And he talks about those 50-50 balls. Mike, those are the plays that guys that are now in the NFL, all right, would be making at Georgia. And they're not getting those balls. Those balls are not going Georgia's way, or they're not picking them off and turning those turnovers into points.
Malachi Starks was talking about some of the things, you know, looking for answers. It was kind of like a long, pregnant pause when the media was talking to him. But he said, I don't think we've played a complete game of football yet. I think that's really frustrating. Kirby also said two of his alpha leaders are cheerleaders. And that's not, he's not being a Weisenheimer. He's just saying, you know, Tate Ratledge is not able to get out there. And that's a big part of the offensive line. Branson Robinson for more punch on the run game.
He's right.
You know, and that's part of, you know, look, you're doing the best. Like, it's an elite program. You're supposed to have depth at the offensive line. But part of what you're maybe trying to accomplish is going to be really difficult on the road going up against a Texas. I don't think people realize how good Texas is in the trenches.
They are, in my opinion, the best offensive and defensive lines in college football right now, which is one of the reasons why a lot of people early in the season, including Nick Saban, by the way, picked them to be in the SEC championship game. I don't think he picked them to win the national championship, but I think that part of it was underrated. Saban knew that that's not the case. Mike, the new rankings are out, by the way, and I'll let you hear more Kirby here in a second. But Texas is one. We know that. Oregon, after their big win, two. Penn State, this is AP and coaches poll. Penn State is three. Ohio State, you know, we talk about them being 5-1. Georgia's 5-1. You got a bunch of teams right now. Alabama 5-1. Mike, this gets us back to that whole conversation. When you start looking at the top 10, Clemson obviously lost to Georgia. They've got a loss. Tennessee has a loss. Notre Dame has a loss. We're going to see a bunch of two-loss teams here.
And now you begin to wonder, see, if you're Ole Miss, you're really going to have to win some games. You can't lose. Ole Miss doesn't have the margin for error after they just lost. And by the way, that was an unbelievable game. Shaq on the sideline, overtime. LSU, and getting an overtime. But yeah, and now you feel better. Now, I think you get in a shootout with Ole Miss, you can win that game. I think that's one you certainly like your chances, but you're right. And by the way, Oregon, great job. I mean, it was, if maybe next to the Alabama-Georgia game, the most exciting game of the season. Certainly, Dylan Gabriel was up for the cause. And I just felt at the end of the day, Ryan Day's got to be kicking himself. Will Howard not having the situational awareness, that penalty, which kind of screwed things up, and Ohio State had no idea what was going on. So that game ends kind of on a whimper. But, you know, so now Ohio State's got a loss.
Well, I also thought the Alabama game was incredible. I mean, South Carolina kicks an onside kick. Alabama's not aware. Like, how do you see,
this is where the fans right now in Alabama are going, the detail-oriented stuff that Nick Saban would have, DeBoer's staff maybe doesn't have right now.
It gave South Carolina a chance to go win the game. They made an incredible play to begin with, the touchdown, which, you know, gave them a shot. But I thought that was an incredible ending.
Then again, Alabama, the only thing South Carolina can't do is what Lenore Sellers does, put it up for grabs at the end. You got the ball there.
Yeah.
There's maybe high percentage stuff. There's no reason to go. There was no reason at that point to do that. Kick the field goal, win the game.
Well, again, you got to hope that you'll get the onside, but you're right. You got to be confident about that. Back to Georgia, guys, because I want you to hear more of Kirby Smart. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a Falcon Monday. Falcons win. We'll be up there on Thursday at Flowery Branch. Things are rolling right now. And Falcon fans, you should feel really good about where we are. This hour is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-dubs is football. Here's Kirby, Mike, talking about the fans, you know, forcing Miss State into penalties. You were there. We talked about it. Packed house?
Late arriving crowd. I mean, it was a 4:50. I mean, there really was no excuse to be late. I know the student section. A lot of folks are saying, look, we're paying buku bucks, you know, as boosters. And you guys are, you know, part of being a student is the enjoyment of going to college football games in Athens every Saturday. But, you know, it is what it is. It wasn't the most compelling matchup. There were some empty seats in the 600 level, in the upper level. But I don't think you start blaming it on the kids and the co-eds. Come on. It's Miss State. You let a Miss State game, you know, team hang around, but I'm not prepared to go down the road that some Georgia fans are that start pulling these student sections tickets. That seems jive to me.
Here's Kirby talking about the fans forcing Miss State into penalties.
I was really impressed with our fans. I thought they really helped us. When we came out for kickoff, I thought there was great energy, and we needed that. We obviously needed it throughout the game, and I think it affected them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Couple delay games, couple procedural penalties, which were big. Could have been the difference in the game.
Crowd was into it, and I think most folks did stick. And a steak brought this up in the steakhouse. The SEC and college football have got to find a way to do what the NFL does. The refs take too long with everything. The game could be sped up a little bit. These new commercial breaks are slowing things down. Like I will say this, when you're in...
Well, these are professional games.
And honoring... And yeah, it is now. You're right. It's semi-pro football. You know, but honoring like whatever the other school sports are is part of the tradition of being at your school. You want to honor the other student-athletes. But it does drag the whole thing down where it just seems like, you know, you need more energy. You need something going on the screen. Give me some juice. So there, it's not exactly the most like, you know, woohoo kind of game day experience, if we're honest.
It's hard. And again, I'm not going to speak just for Georgia. I think it's hard around the SEC. But having been to a bunch of these different stadiums, it's a challenge for everybody. I do agree with that. The timing of stuff, how you get the crowd amped, the kids, what music you're playing, all of that stuff matters. All of that stuff matters. Let's hear from Kirby talking about Texas, because this is what we're going to be focused on for the next week, guys. And he says, can you learn any lessons for Texas, you know, about this game coming off the Miss State game? Is there anything that you could take from it?
Lessons? I don't know that much of it carries over to Texas. You know, the defensively, you can't give people things. I mean, we literally gave 14 points. And I'm not talking about the fourth and two that we don't cover the guy in the flat. I mean, I'm saying they earned that. But we gave 14 points. We gave up two back-to-back wheel routes in the first half, and then we gifted them one on three third-down conversions in the second half. So
the other thing that happened right in front of us, it was kind of wild. Other than that one little backdrop they use when the defense is out there, I did get to see Kirby shove Mike Van Buren trying to get to his assistant coaches. Kirby apologized, reached out to the head coach of Miss State, but we did hear from the commissioner. Sankey says, quote, coaches cannot make contact with an opposing player. This play should have resulted in enforcement of an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. He did reach out, as we said, to Jeff Lebby and the quarterback. Some guys are trying to turn this into Woody Hayes at the Gator Bowl years ago, and Woody Hayes famously slugs and punches a Clemson player, and eventually he's forced to resign. I don't think that's the case, but I will say the optics on it, it's not a baby. It wasn't a love tap, okay? He's shoving the kid down the sideline.
Yeah, I was surprised that there wasn't more made of it. But at the end of the day, I'm glad there wasn't. I do think sometimes in today's society, there's an overreaction to every damn thing.
Yes, exactly right.
And he's on the sidelines. He's got pads on. It's not like Kirby slapped him across the face, okay?
Yeah, so, and he's a big dude, too, by the way, which I think I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
But people, you know what it is? It's all people outside the SEC that somehow feel the SEC is doing Kirby a favor. Is it what, you're going to suspend him a game for this? Give me a freaking break.
Hey, we're coming back. Couple of news notes around the National Football League. Hey, guess what? Tonight, we do have both. Monday Night Football on WAOK, Buffalo at the Jets, but we've got Hawks preseason basketball as well.
Hawks fever!
Catch it! Philly in town to take on our Hawks. Pre-game's at 7, tips at 7:30, but before all of that, at 6 o'clock, it's the coaches' show, so stay tuned, and special player guest is going to be A.J. Terrell. We are celebrating another dub today, 38-20 over Carolina. Told you guys Carolina's going to be bad this year. Kirk Cousins, Mike, 19 of 30, 225, a touchdown, no picks. He was efficient with the ball, but let's be honest. This game, he didn't have to do a whole lot because of the way we were running the football.
Yeah, man, and as we said earlier, Mark Raimondi had some of the other writers they heard talking to Kirk Cousins postgame, said, you know, when Zach Robinson comes down, they're chatting about what do you want to do here. He's like, keep running the ball at halftime. Keep running the ball. So that's, you know, remember in the old days, quarterbacks would call their plays, you know. Think about that. Joe Namath ran the football the second half to beat the Colts in the Super Bowl. You know, sure. Like, Joe Namath was thrown it all over. He's like, just run it. So, yeah, it's kind of cool that Kirk's input with Zach, and I know that early on when we saw that Steelers game, like the record skip, you and I are like, what is this? And now, fast forward 5 weeks later, I think Zach's totally in a rhythm. You know, as we have heard, it's not easy doing this for the first time, and he's certainly finding the right guys and getting everything rolling. And now, you know, Carl, if you need Kirk to throw for 500, check. You want to run the ball for 200 yards, check. We can do that too.
Yeah, that is a big deal, and it's a sign, and I think it was Ra who said this, it's a sign of a really good football team. I'm not going to jump out and get carried away and tell you we're going to Super Bowl. But when you're able to win like this, it's you're not handicapped by any particular team that wants to approach you a certain way. Meaning, we're going to take this away. Okay, great. We can improvise. Let me hear Kirk Cousins talk about his playmakers, because, again, he spread the ball around. He didn't throw for 500, but a bunch of guys touched it, including Drake for a touchdown.
Yeah, he twice was able to kind of throttle in a soft spot and find a big completion, a good gain for us. I thought Ray Ray's third down conversion across the middle was a big catch, big play by him. He continues to show up for us in a big way to kind of keep us pretty versatile. And I thought AJ's interception, you know, was as key a play in the game as there was. And then I think the ability for our offense from that interception to play complimentary football and go down and get 7 was a major turning point in the game.
Right on. I mean, the only thing which we said maybe would leave you going, nah, it was the touchdown you gave up the drive before the halftime. That cut it to made it a tight margin. Carl said it was just 5 points going in the fourth. But certainly you showed that you've got more depth and you just got a better football team. And it's also, you know, a division game. And you did get Andy Dalton's best punch, and any quarterback is going to cut you up. That's why, you know, we still got to tighten up the pass rush. The only worry, concern is just got to wrap it up. We had 3 or 4 chances where Andy Dalton is dead to rights. And we let him wiggle off the hook.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.